Hello, my dear listener. I think my recordings are going to start getting quite casual and more frequent. I have just been wandering through the woods alone at night, and I had this craving to talk about some more things that were going through my head just now. I can't wander through a woods or really anywhere without having the intrusive thought that I'm being followed. I don't think it's uncommon for women to feel like that, but the problem is for me. The problem is for me is that I don't feel, well, I was going to say I don't feel fear, but I know that's a complete lie. I feel fear, but it excites me. It excites me so much. I can feel it from my toes all the way through to the hair follicles on my head. I start to visualize things. My imagination is so vivid. I can start to hear footsteps behind me. I can start to see figures peeking round trees. I can feel a presence. And instead of making me, well, sometimes it makes me walk faster, actually. Sometimes. But the whole time I'm fantasizing. I'm playing a game of hide and seek, or like cat and mouse in my head. I start to really visualize what would happen if somebody was following me, if a man was following me. And I start to think about all the different scenarios. Now, since I've started making these audios, I've really, really enjoyed making them. It makes me very happy, and it's definitely given me a bit of a spring in my step. But I've also been so paranoid. of course, I mean, I'm kind of stupid. I always think about maybe someone has heard my audios and they recognize my voice and they're coming to find me. So recently these fantasies of being stalked have a little bit more threat behind them, I think. Anyway, going off topic, I'll probably do that quite a lot now I'm doing improv. I try and picture out the scenario. Like, I don't know if I would try to fight back if somebody came up from behind me, grabbed hold of me. I often fantasize that they would have a weapon. I'm about to definitely go off track again, but I have been reading Haunting Adeline, which is a book with lots of trigger warnings, and I often think about the gorgeous gun scene in it. To go into detail, her stalker fucks her with a gun. I find that so depraved and so sexy. I craved it the minute I read it. Oh my gosh. My face is flushing, but oh my god, like I loved that scene so, so much. So, I guess I have imagined it going like that. They'd hold a gun to my head. I'd be screaming, crying, whimpering. But then again, I don't know if I... Maybe I would just fawn. Maybe I'd try and tease them in a pretty silly way, I guess. Maybe I'd tell them that I wanted that to happen, and I'd start thanking them. Imagine that. Just imagine you're holding a gun to my head, about to force yourself inside me. And I say, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, I wanted that to happen. I've wanted this for so long. You have no idea. I think about it every time I'm alone, and here you are. Just imagine. I always fantasize about responding like that. I also know I would be crying. Definitely. Although, wouldn't it be fun to have a weapon held to my head? This person thinking they're really threatening me, and I drop to my knees, get their cock into my mouth as quickly as I possibly can. And I start sucking and deep throating and moaning. And in between that, I'm thanking them. I'm saying thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I've wanted this for so long. You have no idea how long I've wanted this. Just imagine. I'm gonna let you guys in on a very big secret. It's quite a vulnerable one. I don't really come from sex. No matter who I've had sex with, no matter what the scenario, I have never come from just penis in vagina sex. I've come from anal though, which is pretty funny. But I think if I was raped, I think if someone overpowered me and forced their way inside of me and there was nothing I could do about it and said a whole bunch of degrading things to me and called me a fucking whore and said that I deserved this and said that they heard my audios and they knew this is what I wanted, I think I would come from that. Every time I have sex, I have to fantasize that it's being taken from me. I mean, that's really pathetic, isn't it? And fucked up, frankly. But I love it. I get off to such depraved things. Like, all it takes is for me to be alone. It doesn't even matter where, and I'll be fantasizing just about anyone I see, any man that's older or stronger physically, I look at them and I think, fuck, yes, oh my god, I want you to hold me down. I don't want to have a say in it. I don't want to have a choice. I just want to be absolutely ruined. I want to be humiliated. I want to be broken. I want to fawn over you while you do it. Fuck. Yeah. These are just some thoughts I wanted to share from today. Thoughts that I have all the time. I constantly crave to be raped. And it sounds so scary to say that out loud, but there isn't a day that goes by where I don't crave to just be taken, to have my choice taken away from me and just be absolutely violated with weapons. I often I often think about having duct tape around my mouth. I know you can get that, like, special sex tape that, like, clings to itself rather than your skin, but I don't like that. The whole point for me is that I want to feel the pain. I want to feel completely helpless and in pain. Same with handcuffs that have a little safety clip on them. I want it to be real. I want it to feel depraved and fucked up. I want to be properly ruined.